And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Today is Earth Day, and sadly it comes at a moment of great peril for our species and life as we know it. Thanks to destructive phenomena like our largely unfettered use of fossil fuels, rapid poisoning of the oceans, destructive land use practices and deforestation, and any number of other short-sighted and selfish acts, we are, to put it bluntly, ruining the planet for future generations. As you listen to these words, species extinction and the accompanying loss of biodiversity is occurring at thousands of times its normal rate. Meanwhile, thanks to the climate emergency and the rising seas and increasingly devastating weather patterns and events it's spawning, large swaths of once arable and populated land have become uninhabitable. At such a moment, it ought to be obvious to all that continuing with business as usual isn't going to get the job done. The bottom line, all hope is not lost, but scientists are unequivocal that we must get to work now in transforming how we live if we hope to give our children and grandchildren a planet worth inheriting. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.